Several public libraries around the country are getting makeovers. The Central Library in Austin, Texas, just broke ground on a new building that will feature outdoor reading porches. Sounds nice. Madison, Wisconsin's newly remodeled library will have more light and an auditorium, and the Boston and New York libraries are considering big renovations. For the past month, we've been taking a close look at public libraries. Today, for the final story in our series, NPR's Elizabeth Blair looks ahead.
When you say the words libraries and future together, the first thought for a lot of people is, will there still be books? According to most librarians I spoke with, the answer is a firm yes. But they also say housing books will be less of a priority. Take the Martin Luther King Jr. Library in Washington, D.C., which is in the midst of a $100 million remodeling. On the main floor, there used to be thousands of books and periodicals in the science, business, and technology section. Today, there's hardly a scrap of paper to be found. One part looks like an Apple store, but with a lot more than just Apple products.
So we have our Windows 8 Slate, we have our iPad Mini, we have the Google Nexus 7, we have a Barnes & Noble Nook HD tablet.
Nicholas Karelchuk is the manager of the library's new Digital Commons. Behind the display of sophisticated portable devices, there are rows and rows of desktop computers.
And then we have on the back side, we have our creative stations. And our creative stations are the ones with the Adobe CS6 on it. And so people who come in who can't afford that software or want to learn about that software have an opportunity to do so.
Even on a beautiful Saturday morning in August, every seat was taken. There were also people waiting to attend a demonstration of what Karelchuk says is the library's rock star, a 3D printer, a machine that's about the size of a movie theater popcorn popper that will create just about any kind of object you design.
That's a cookie cutter that's shaped like a dinosaur.
Library associate James Kite also shows the group a miniature Washington Monument and a bolt, both made of plastic with the 3D printer.
We're designing surfaces and then filling them in.
It's an expensive machine, about $4,000, but a growing number of public libraries in the United States are making the investment. Carolyn Hatton, a veterinarian who attended the demonstration, says the 3D printer could revolutionize the medical field. It's already being used to create artificial body parts.
I think it's got enormous purposes for it that we haven't yet even imagined.
Visionary thinking. That's exactly what the folks at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library want to happen in this new digital commons.
In here, we're standing in the Dream Lab.
Nicholas Karelchuk is very excited about the Dream Lab. You might imagine a Dream Lab would have lots of color and maybe some space-age furniture. Well, not the one at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library in D.C. It's pretty nondescript. But between the large space, all of the technology at your fingertips, the training they offer, Nicholas Karelchuk is confident they will turn the library into a place where content is not just consumed, but created.
So we're giving the opportunity to entrepreneurs and tech startups and nonprofits to come in and really start scaling their venture, their idea. And so we're really changing the idea of what a library is capable of and what we have to offer.
Call it an extremely well-equipped, free makerspace. But why might that be the library of the future? Jenny Cooper is DC's chief librarian.
Everything in libraries that we talk about as new today actually had its roots at some other time. So, for example, I know writers who wrote their book at the library. I know people who started their business at the library. And what we realized was if we were still going to be serving those people, today's people, building an economic value in their community, doing their own creativity, their own artistic work, we had to think about the world differently.
And since these are librarians doing the thinking, chances are their vision for the future is well informed. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.